I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Saturday morning. We're here at the Borgata Sportsbook BetMGM. And it's time now to bring in the clowns.
We feel like we got the best player at the trade deadline that was traded, and we felt like he gave us exactly what we were looking for, which is, you know, he's one of the best three-point shooters in NBA history. We really like what he adds to the team, and we feel like our healthy group, our playoff rotation with Buddy Hield is right there with everyone in the entire league. He puts the fear of God in the other teams, like that the shots are coming. They're coming in transition. They're coming deep. They're coming off actions. Like, you need to pay a lot of attention to Buddy Hield on the court. And I think that's, and we know this, that's super valuable if with Joel and Tyrese and opening things up for them. Buddy Hield's going to help during this period. But we weren't as focused on this period. We were focused, obviously, we need to win games, and it's going to be a battle. But we were focused on playoffs are here. We have a rotation we know can win at a super high level. Buddy Hield's going to play significant minutes in that rotation. The only player that moved teams that was going to play a big role in our rotation was Buddy Hield. And I think what he brings to the table is pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. I tell you what. He ought to go work for the circus. But he's a better con man. Daryl Morey is one of the all-time con men in the history of history. It's just the fear of God. He's going to bring the fear of God to other teams. He's averaged 12 points a game. I like Buddy Hield. Let me just say that. He's a bench player, but he's nice coming off the bench. The fear of God. Embiid's not going to be back. He kind of slipped a little bit when he talked about it. You know, he hopes he's back for the playoffs. Or they're looking for him to be back for the playoffs. Now it's not the last 2 weeks of the season. It's the playoffs. If he had, and they know, but they're the all-time, they mislead people to try to sell tickets, make money, and they're not honest with their fans. They know what the surgery was. They know because the doctors know. If it was a repair of that flap on the meniscus, whatever it is, then he's out. He's done for the rest of the year. And they know whether, but they're not saying what it was. But the reality is, let's just deal with the reality. The fear of God. He is bringing the fear of God into other teams. And the best three-point shooter in the history, one of the best in the history of the NBA. In the history. Do you know what the history is there, Darryl? Do you know what the history is? What would you rather have? Would you rather have him or Steph Curry? would you rather have him or Kevin Durant? Would you rather, what are we talking about here? And his three-point shooting percentage is down this year below, I think, any one of the it's the lowest in like the last 4 or 5 years. Hey, listen, I like him coming off the bench. And the other part of this equation, and Buddy Hield recognized it, they could have had him a few years ago before James Harden. And you would have had a point guard. I like Maxey, but Maxey's not a point guard. He's a two guard. But you could have had Haliburton at the point and Maxey at the two. And Buddy Hield coming off the bench, which made you better. This guy he's a fraud. He's a fraud, and he's a phony, and he's a con man, and he's never won anything, and he's conning people to sell tickets. He's just trying to sell tickets. All they care about is making money. You know, he's got three open roster spots. He got rid of, obviously, players. He tried to get draft picks back that he traded for Buddy Hield, the second-round pick, so he traded Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley is a bench player. He's not a great player, but he brings a toughness and he brings defense. Buddy Hield doesn't play any defense either. Again, I'm not criticizing Buddy Hield. He is what he is. And out of college, coming into the draft, everybody thought, oh, this guy's going to be really good. He was a first-round pick. And he's nice, but he really has become a solid, solid bench player. That's what he is, a solid bench player. But he's going to play a lot of minutes because they're not that good. Here's another problem with Daryl Morey. He didn't build a team around Embiid, which he could have, or he should have. I don't know if he could have because I don't think he's capable. Which he should have because in case there's an injury, and you know Embiid always gets hurt, you don't fall on your face like they've done now. They're laughable. The fact that they're an underdog at home to Atlanta is a joke. Atlanta's not a good team. That's a joke. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But if he would have made the trade, and he's going to say it was never on the table, it absolutely was on the table. It was absolutely on the table, Haliburton and Buddy Hield. Only one first-round pick did you have to trade, along with Ben Simmons, and you would have gotten those two rather than James Harden. And then he had to dump James Harden, and you had to dump him. And I didn't like James Harden. But that was a better trade for the Clippers than it was for the Sixers. This guy is, oh my God, he's so brutal. And anybody that thinks, you just, and I love these comments that people make, you just don't love this, you don't love, you. We'll even go further, you just hate the Sixers, you just hate the Sixers. No, I don't. I remember when this franchise, it was before this current ownership, there was a point that it was a good, solid franchise. They tried to do the right things. They tried, their intention was to win and not just make money. Now their intention is to make money, and while doing that, they want to win. But the owner doesn't have passion to win. He's an absentee owner. He's not even, doesn't even live in the area. And then now he owns the football team, and that's his biggest, that's a bigger project for him now than anything. It's a joke. This franchise is a joke. And to say I hate him is wrong. What have they done better? Here's another point. Because I hope the other teams don't crumble and fall over with the fear of God with Buddy Hield on the court, because he's bringing the fear of God to other teams. Best trade at the trade deadline is another comment he made. They made the best trade. Was Bogdanovich a stiff? He's averaging 20 points a game, and he was traded. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then these writers, you got to call them out. The media has to call him out, you know, and what television does, you know, and I know what it is right now, what television does is they just run sound bites. No comment afterwards. Make a comment. You ran that sound bite. I'd look into the camera and say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you expect us to believe that? I really do want to hear from you. Tell me where I'm wrong. And they're not telling us the truth about the Embiid injury. Now he's backed it up to the playoffs. You hope you have him for the playoffs. And he says they're they're arguably, what, the best team? One of the best teams or the best teams in the NBA? If Embiid comes back, he didn't say if. I don't believe that either. It's just because Embiid in the playoffs, we've seen he's become he's become less than what he is. And he's a China doll, and we know he's a China doll. He's always hurt. They should have traded him before the start of the season, and people jumped on me for that. Now his value is at best one-third of what it was then, and you're not going to win a championship with Joel Embiid and this general manager, but with Joel Embiid, you're not going to win a championship. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you, the Knicks are a better team than the Sixers. And here's the other thing, and tell me where I'm wrong here. Since Daryl Morey has come to run this wonderful franchise, which is the worst in my lifetime in Philadelphia, you tell me that the Sixers, that the Knicks haven't gotten better than the Sixers since Daryl Morey's been running this operation. Go ahead, tell me, please. Tell me. I need you to tell me. I need you to kind of lead me in the right direction here. Is Daryl Morey, I mean, it almost sounds like he's on drugs, you know, and I'm being facetious, and obviously I don't mean he's on drugs. I'm not saying he's doing drugs. But it's the ultimate con. It's the ultimate con, and that's what this, the fact that he got $12 million a year before he got a three-year extension. I mean, are you kidding me? He's stealing money. Stealing money. Stealing money. I'm telling you, that's a felony. He's committed a felony. It's just, it's unbelievable. I'm telling you, I'm beside myself right now. I can't help it. I can't help it. Buddy Hield, the fear of God. Hey, maybe sometime we can hear from God and he can tell us how everybody's afraid of Buddy Hield and God. 215-592-9494. When I heard that last night, you know, I'm on a high floor here at the Borgata. It's lucky the windows don't open, because I might have jumped. They don't have, windows don't open at a casino for obvious reasons, in case people lose. But it's a good thing they'd open. I might have jumped, and I was on a high floor, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's just, all right, we'll talk about that. The Eagles 1 year removed from the Super Bowl. We can tell what the hell went wrong. Britton Covey had some good comments. We'll hear from him. Oh, my gosh. We'll hear from Chip Kelly got a job. I'm sure you're happy about that, as an offensive coordinator, left UCLA. And the Phillies, their trade options. I'm telling you, if they get this guy from Cleveland, but they're not going to give up with Cleveland once, and we'll talk about that as well. Mark Lawrence at 9:40 to talk about the props in the Super Bowl. Oh, our question of the day. And the Sixers are out of the mix, just to let you know. To win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, great place to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow. It'd be a great place. Borgata, there's a few great places, but if you can't make it down here to Borgata, McGurk's is terrific. The food, the atmosphere, three locations, Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. There's more locations to come in our area. Here's the question. It's pretty simple. The worst run franchise in Philadelphia sports in the last 30 years. The worst run franchise. You can't take this one. You can specify a year or years or years, but you can't take this one because they are number one. But you can't take this current 76er regime as the worst run franchise. All right, let's go to the phones. John, you got to help me here. You got to help me. I'm going crazy, Howard, here. What's up?
Howard, I need help. I don't understand. Like, you know, people praise this guy as our general manager of the Sixers, right? But
president and general manager, not just the general manager, president and general manager, president acting, really the general manager. Yeah.
Everybody looks at him and says, "Oh, you know what? We got rid of Harding. Wasn't that great?" Well, you're the Harding problem. Like, you think that any of these pickups this week develop any confidence into this franchise? Like,
well, wait a minute. They got rid of Harding. Okay, they got a first round pick, right? But wasn't Morris one of the guys who they got rid of, who was just cut when they... Wasn't he one of the guys they got? Okay.
Yeah, and
they
believe he was one of the
Batum,
guys.
Batum, okay, no big deal. What did they get? What did they get from the Clippers other than the first-round pick, which I don't know if I think it's a few years, but if the Clippers are good, it's not going to be a good first round pick. But he made the mistake by getting Harden.
He created the problem that we had that he had to clean up. So now he gets credit. Nobody wants to credit him for creating the problem.
I'm not giving him credit.
Oh, I'll give him credit for creating the problem.
Oh yeah, creating.
I'm not going to give him. I'm not going to give him credit for solving it. But like if you don't think the Sixers are thrown in the towel this year, I mean, you're delusional. I mean, you want to talk and you hit the nail on the head. This is the worst run franchise in Philadelphia history over the last 30 years. There is no doubt, no argument. I don't think, except your diehards will argue with you.
It's the worst run franchise in my lifetime, and I'm, in my 30s. No, obviously not. But that's a little bit of time. It is the absolute, positively the worst. They care about making money. Here's another thing, I think. He opened up. He got rid of guys, and he's got three roster spots open. Now they're going to sign players that were cut. I'm not so sure they're going to do that because I think they're just trying to save money, knowing the season's a wash, and just trying to save money to try to make as much as they can by eliminating three contracts. We'll see what happens. But that's just my guess. That's my guess.
Well, and I think, Howard, I think you have a great guess there. And a lot of times we don't see eye to eye. We are 100% in concert on this one. And the ray of light and the ray of hope for this whole situation is he's going to be running a franchise within the NFC. So if this is any indication of what he's going to do to them, we have nothing to worry about as Eagles.
Oh, yeah. The Washington football team is going to be a joke. Absolutely. The guy from Detroit who didn't take the job. He criticized them, and then they ripped him. He wasn't the guy they wanted. That's absolutely the guy they wanted. I mean, it's a joke. All right, do you have a guess? You can't take this Sixers franchise. So it really would be the second worst franchise in Philadelphia sports in the last 30 years.
I would have to say the last 4 or 5 years of Comcast running the Flyers, not including this year.
Flyers, okay. Regime. Yeah, it's just... Chuck Fletcher was not very good. All right, hey, thanks for the call, Chuck. Have a great weekend. Let's go to Bob. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Pleasure to talk to you this morning.
All right, how's Collegeville, Bob?
Collegeville's nice and chilly. I'm out for a walk right now. Getting my exercise.
That's good. It's good to get exercise. I walk 10 miles, at least 10 miles every day.
Wow. You're in another league. I want to talk about the Super Bowl now.
Okay.
Just to tell you objectively what I'm about to say. I'm rooting for the 49ers, but I don't see any way the Chiefs don't win this game. I mean, it's the closest thing I can think of is the free money to bet on the Chiefs.
Is that right?
Hey, I don't know if...
Can you explain to me why it's called gambling? If it was why is it called gambling?
I said closest thing.
Then it wouldn't be gambling.
Yeah, I know. But just listen to these reasons.
It looks too easy. I mean, they're the underdog. Why are they the underdog?
Sometimes people are wrong, Howard. Yeah. I think some people are just, a lot of people are just sick of the Chiefs that are really just rooting for the 49ers and putting money on it.
The Chiefs have the best coach and the best quarterback in this game. So why are they the underdog? It's driving me crazy.
Do you know the stat that in the last 20 combined drives, by the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions, the 49ers have forced 3 punts.
So why are they the favorite?
That's what I'm hoping you can explain to me. I just don't get it. I mean, the 49ers are going to be able to run the ball, so they're going to get their points. But by Andy Reid against a defense of that weakness, there's no way they don't score more points than the 49ers in this game.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it looks so easy. I just, put your life savings on it. All right. I'm kidding. Bob, the worst run franchise in Philadelphia sports in the last 30 years, and you can't take this regime of the Sixers.
Yeah. Just one more point. I'm going to just say I really respect your passion that on Super Bowl weekend you open up battering Warriors for the first 15 minutes. I thought that was just great. I'm going to give you love the Flyers over this whole whole run of where they haven't made the playoffs over I don't know how many years now.
Somebody already took the Flyers in the regime. You have to take the regime. You gotta narrow it down to say the whole run, because they haven't won a Stanley Cup. The Sixers haven't won a championship since 83. So you can't take all that. Because they got to the final.
I mean, when
Larry Brown was here, that was pretty good. Okay, that's all right. I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. I will also touch on Phillies. It's too early. People want to talk about the draft. It's too early to talk about the draft. What do they need? We know what they need. They need at least one linebacker. They need at least one safety. They believe in their young corners. So when you replace Bradbury, okay, so you believe in the young corners. they always like to draft offensive and defensive linemen, and that's a good direction to go. But, you know, to narrow down the names, it's just we're throwing darts, and I don't want to throw darts, all right? I'd rather do other things. 215. Oh, I gave you the numbers. I don't need to give it to you 15 times. Because you know the number. We're at the Borgata, which is going to be a crazy place here tomorrow. Obviously the sports book and the hotel, because there's multiple places that the game's going to be on, and where you can, the windows to bet the game and bet it during the game and all those kind of things. We're at BetMGM here at the Borgata. The time now is 8:21, and one of the best things about Tasty Cake Snacks are Tasty Cake Snacks, but is you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere. Okay, in the morning. The dip and sticks with a cup of coffee is a quick, tasty way to kickstart the day. Those dip and sticks are good with or without the coffee. They're very, very good. And who doesn't love candy cakes after dinner? I love candy cakes any time of the day. I'm a peanut butter guy. And for work or school, it just makes sense. What kid wouldn't be all smiles after having pecan squirrels at a lunchtime pick-me-up? I actually like the Tasty Clear pies, which is seasonal only during the fall and winter. But it's all good, even in the car. Philly traffic isn't so bad when you have crimpets for the road. Tasty Cake, delicious anytime, anywhere. Grab your favorite Tasty Cake treats today. So it's gonna be forever. Or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players. And you love the game. Cause we young and I can listen to her music all the time. But all the stories. Here's what drives me crazy. I mean, the cutaways during the game, I get. You know, the networks, they feed on whatever they want to feed on. But all the stories about Taylor Swift, is there a Super Bowl game tomorrow, or is it a Taylor Swift game? And I'm a Swiftie, so I got to lay that out. But I can't believe, you know, and everybody reports that she's planning to fly over for the Super Bowl. That's a long flight. And then she's got to fly back because her tour is out of the country. That's crazy. But that's what she wants to do. And if that's what she can't stay and hang. She's got to get back. Whatever. So we'll see. But somebody reported, I think it was Boomer Esiason, reported that she wanted the NFL to pay for the expenses of her private plane. They don't pay for anything. They just want to make money. They don't pay for anything. All right, let's go to John. You're on WIP.
Hey, King. How you doing?
Another day in paradise. I've never had a bad day in my life. How you doing?
All right.
Soon to be a doctor. King PhD.
If that's for real, congratulations.
Yeah, it is. It is for real. A Goldie Beacom College in Wilmington is going to present me with an honorary doctorate.
Oh, congratulations, Howard.
Thanks. Anyway, yeah, I'll be the commencement speaker for that fine college.
What I wanted to talk about is the Sixers. Is it possible that they can finish under eighth in the East?
Anything's possible.
mean, is it mathematically impossible? Is it mathematically?
Oh, sure, it's possible. They don't win another game.
Well, here's the thing, Howard. When they they'll make a play-in game, but that's not considered making the playoffs.
Oh, yes, it is.
Right?
In the NBA standards, it is.
Okay. My next point would be, now all these big collapses that we've been having around here that people blow out of proportion, like the Eagles, they never sat through the years of the 60s in Franklin Field. And then in Veterans Stadium, there was blocks of years where we went three games, two games, one game. You remember. So I also wanted to bring up the Super Bowl. I mean, they're making it look so easy with the Chiefs. And every prognosticator that I've read from, like, The Athletic and the Sports Illustrated, and I like to get the squares at ESPN. A lot of these guys, like 80-90%, are taking the Chiefs.
I know. Why is it? It's gambling for. It looks too easy, doesn't it?
I know it does, and I tell you right now, I might move to the other side.
I'm kind of leaning towards San Francisco. Mark Lawrence is going to be on. I know he likes Kansas City, but we're going to talk about the props, too, and he's going to have a college game again this week.
So I also wanted to say to you, they don't have any windows down there in society, do they?
Where?
Down at the Borgata.
What do you mean? They have windows in the rooms. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm just saying with... When you were saying there's no windows on it, because you would have jumped out of the window.
The windows don't open. It's not like they have balconies
right.
At casinos.
You were so distraught over Mari. Never heard you get that tick.
I'm telling you, it's a con job, and nobody calls him out. Like, are you kidding me? The fear of God?
I know.
One of the best three-point shooters in the history of the NBA? Best deal at the trade deadline? What are we talking about? Call him out. What has he done since he's been here to make this team better? The Knicks have grown better since he's been here. They've gotten better in the same period of time than the Sixers. It's a joke. It's a joke. All right. He's a con man. All right, so what's the worst run franchise in the last 30 years?
I'm going to have to say the Phillies, the Clintock years.
Okay.
Depleted the farm system, Howard. That's why we're in the boat we're in today.
But he got Stott in a trade. But I'll take that. But I think Matt Clintock got Stott. Was he a – well, that was under his regime. He didn't get Stott in a trade. I guess he was a draft pick. He was a pick. But that's part of his regime. I mean, it's interesting. Clintock was bad. But he was – I don't know if that would be second or not. Maury obviously is the worst. All right, let's go to Adrian. What the hell do you want today?
Listen, Howard, listen, right? I pretty much agree with you with this moron we got as general manager.
Maury, yeah.
Yeah, Maury, yeah. But let me just ask you this. You don't like Hinkie. Since Hinkie left, we have Elton Brand, and we got this moron.
Okay.
Would you rather still have Hinkie than these two guys? Because they've done nothing since Hinkie left. Absolutely nothing. Depleted our whole our picks and everything, the money and everything. We spent money on cash we shouldn't have spent money on. We didn't make trades that we should have made. Like,
It's bad, isn't it?
And then we got Buddy Hill. 2 years. We should have got him 2 years ago. We was trying to get rid of the stiff Ben Simmons. Now we got him. Like, wow. It just, man. And you know, let me tell you something. I got to agree with you. I never really agree with you, but the NBA is bad. There's no defense man played at all. This is ridiculous. There's no defense man played at all. They're just running up and down, letting people just shoot the ball, just do whatever they want to do. This is ridiculous.
No kidding. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You know what?
Man.
Okay. All right. See, here's what I'm asking people to do. People say, you just hate the Sixers. And I'm so tired of hearing that. I don't, first of all, hate is not a word that I use or want to use because it's a terrible negative energy. No, do I disagree? Do I dislike? Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, those things. But tell me where I'm wrong about this guy. Tell me where I'm wrong. Just please help me. Help me. I'm begging people to help me. I need help.
The best thing he did, Howard, is bring in McNurse. I will give him that.
Okay, and you know what? And I like Nick Nurse, too. Okay. But that
ever happens.
You still have to have players to win. But here's what I don't like, and I know they were short last night. I'll bet you, why did Buddy Hield play 39 minutes and he just got here last night? It's the most minutes he's probably played in any game this year. Because they wanted him to score points. He had a poor shooting night. And I like Buddy Hield, but he's a bench player. But why did he play him as many minutes? I would bet, I don't know this for a fact, that Daryl Moore Amore, I keep on confusing Moore on Amore, it's really a tough, but Daryl Morey, the all-time con man, probably ask Nick Nurse if he can play Buddy Hield a lot of minutes to get him a lot of points to make it look good. Because he puts the fear of God into the other team.
Let me ask you this. Why didn't we get Siakam? Like, if we get Siakam,
they don't have anything to – here's the problem. They made the mistake when they traded Simmons and got Harden. And then, the dominoes just fell the wrong way. So, all right, the worst-run franchise. Give me the worst-run franchise.
I mean, you got to say the Eagles. I mean, they didn't win nothing for the first 57 years. And well, then
you
got to
give me an era. Give me an era.
Well, that era when they took Mike Mamula and they could have got
Warren Sapp.
Era was bad. Like, it was bad. I'll check the dates. Moves.
All right, I'll put you down for that. 215-592-9494. We're here at the sports book, BetMGM at Borgata, which is a lot going on. We'll talk about the Phillies and kind of run down. If anybody wants to, I mean, it's going to be exciting down here tomorrow. Exciting with the game, obviously, but the action and the places and the buzz and everything else. And there's going to be a lot of places, but this is going to be a really good place. And McGurk's, if you can't get down, great place. And we have that $100 gift certificate to give away for the worst run franchise in Philadelphia in the last 30 years, excluding this Sixers franchise currently. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:36, and here's what's happening at Borgata. I told you about some of this stuff. Tomorrow's going to be crazy. It's going to be a good crazy, all right? It's going to be a good crazy. And while you're here, you can come early. You can grab something to eat at any one of the fine restaurants. And every restaurant, you're going to get a great meal and great food, and it's always so good. They were buzzing here last night. They're buzzing here. Every time I come here, it's buzzing. And the restaurants were packed, and people had great meals. And the poker room was, again, I always check the poker room, packed, open 7 days a week. That's big. You're only miles away from the excitement at a happy place like Borgata. The entertainment at the bars, the live music, big name entertainment, all kinds of your favorite slots and table games, action at Borgata and spa. Don't forget about the spa. Start planning your getaway today. Check it all out. Here's how you check it out. TheBorgata.com for more details. It's a Taylor Swift weekend. Can't get around it. The hell with the damn Super Bowl. I'm surprised there's not prop bets on how many, and there probably is somewhere, prop bets on how many times they show Taylor Swift during the football game.
There is. A number of sportsbooks have it.
Who has it?
A few online sportsbooks do.
Okay, well, I've got the fine gentleman. Can I use gentleman, Tom?
Sure you can.
Tom Gamble. Holy kidding. I've known Tom for a while now. And Tom runs the sports book here at Borgata BetMGM. Tom, that will be my first question. Do you have a prop bet on how many times they'll show Taylor Swift during the game?
We don't, and the regulators in New Jersey won't allow us to put up a Taylor Swift specific anything
really?
Like that, as far as how many times she'll be shown or if Kelsey will propose to her after the game.
Which won't happen,
you can't do that.
Why? Did they give you a reason?
They really want the props to stick to essentially the game itself and a specific outcome in the game. So
okay, well, obviously some states probably don't regulate anything, so they just it's a free for all, which is because everybody's doing it. All right, Tom's here to try to break this down for us. Number one, this place tomorrow may be, I'm trying to think of a day that would be busier. Not just at the sports book, but at Borgata Casino Hotel and Spa, would be busier than Super Bowl Sunday. And I'm trying to think. I guess New Year's might be the only day that might be busier, right?
New Year's is a big day. I mean, the one thing that takes a hit tomorrow is the casino volume because everybody's watching the game. You know, everybody's at a party or, you know, in the book or at some event during the game, so you start to see volumes drop off in the casino floor because everybody, you have 1,000 people up in the event center for a party, you have another 1,000 people in Premier watching the game, you have between here and the race at Sportsbook and Level 1, you probably have another couple thousand.
Okay, so let's break that down. All right, so BetMGM obviously is going to have a lot of people,
right,
but there are other locations at the Borgata where people not only can watch the game, but you're going to have windows where they can bet the game too, right?
Every place that we're doing some sort of watch party, there will be a betting element to it. We'll have a window, at least one, probably a couple there that you could bet before the game, during the game. Obviously, live wagering's big now. We'll actually be doing some live props as well through the game, so you don't have to necessarily bet before the game kicks off.
So you'll have the screens that put up the lines. Will they be flashing? I just saw on the flashboard that Taylor Swift is expected to fly from Tokyo. You put that up here too. You probably don't have anything to do with
it.
Okay, but on the screens it has the betting lines. So people know what prop it is. It will be up on screens in every location.
We'll have them posted everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So all right. The Super Bowl Sunday is it's got to be the biggest day of sports betting at Borgata. By how much? How many millions would you estimate it is bigger than anything else?
Well, it's definitely the single biggest day, biggest betting day of the year. If you take March Madness as a whole, it probably comes close, but that's obviously several weeks, several days of the tournament there. So Super Bowl for one singular day, it by far is the biggest. And you know, you get everybody.
How many millions would you estimate? Not specific, over 5 million easily?
Yes.
Over 10 million?
Yeah, you're in the ballpark. Yeah, it's crazy because you get people who come out. You get people to come out and bet the Super Bowl who don't normally bet sports. This would be the one time of the year that they bet. And there's a lot of those people. You get a bunch of strange people who come out. You know, it's just, you always see all kinds of people.
All right, so now the prop bets. What is the most, and this is over history, the most bet prop bet that you have gotten over the years? Don't tell me the coin toss.
Well, coin toss is always big because it's instant gratification for people, right? Because, I mean, there's a decision right away.
So
they know if they
chance.
Win or lose. Yeah, they know if they win or lose right away. So the coin toss is always big. MVP is always a big market. First touchdown score is always a huge market. I have PTSD still from a couple years ago when Mahomes was the first touchdown scorer. We lost six figures right off the bat on that.
Because he was
the first touchdown scorer. So.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. What has been the biggest play? And it's still a day before, more than 24 hours before the game. Has one prop had more on it right now than another?
I think in terms of volume, it's still, you know, MVP. Any Kelce prop is getting bet significantly this year, and I think this weekend will continue to be bet because just
again,
because of the story.
Everybody's going to bet the over on Kelce.
Of course.
And you know, and that's another reason I like to go a lot of times against the public.
Right.
Unless it's, you know, sharp guys.
Right.
Unless you know the game plan. I would never do that. I would never, ever, and Andy Reid would never tell me. I would never put myself in that position. It's like, what color is the Gatorade? Do you have that prop?
No, again, they don't allow it.
Oh, yeah, because it's not as big. So other people have that prop. I could probably find out what color the Gatorade is, knowing the people there. But I would never, ever, ever, and I don't know if the NFL actually puts it in there. It's like they conceal it so they're not considered somebody getting inside information.
It's like, you could bet the over-under on the length of the national anthem every year offshore. But they typically take it down because once those practices, those rehearsals happening, that gets out.
That gets out there. So, all right. So now, has there been anything money-wise? Which side have they bet on more so far?
Kansas City's been taking money, really, since we opened it 2 weeks ago. It's mostly been Kansas City money. With some San Francisco money started to show up last night, which was good. But, yeah, I mean, right now it looks like we're going to need San Fran for the game.
Yeah, because you want to have equal, obviously, and that's the way you make money, is to have equal numbers on both sides. But you haven't really moved. Did you go down to one? Because I know you're the one that moves the line. Have you gone down to one on the 49ers at any time? It opened at 2.5.
Two and a half, we opened it. We actually, again, it was it was that first night, the night of the conference championship games, opened 2.5, and then went down to 1.5 pretty quickly with all the Chiefs money coming in, went back to 2, and really haven't moved off 2 since then.
Okay, and it's probably going to stay about 1.5 or 2, right?
Yeah, so I don't see it going anywhere else besides
that. I'm telling
you,
I just got to go. The public, it's just, okay, the public loves Kansas City, yet the number is not going down because I think the sharp people are keeping it there on San Francisco.
Well, like I said, there's definitely San Fran money that does show up here. And, you know, again, will that Kansas City public money be overwhelming to a point where maybe it drives it down to 1.5? Possibly, but that's going to be where it stops.
All right. Well, have a good time. I was thinking of coming back here tomorrow. But I'm going to Philly spring training on Tuesday, and I usually will take Sunday to pack. But if I come here, it's going to be so busy, and the action would be so crazy. I was just going to come down here to see what the experience is, and I still might come down if I get packed before.
Sure. Bring a backpack full of cash with you, Howard. And
hey, you know, it's a funny story. When I started, I'll tell you, the backpack of cash. People, I guess they got to put – well, yeah, you got to put money through the window. Back in the day, when I started in television in 1982, and the Borgata didn't exist in 1982, it was at Resorts, which was one of the first casinos in Atlantic City. Leonard Tose, who was a former owner of the Eagles, and I had a story, and I got crushed for it. He lost so much money because he was I know it was blackjack, and I won't say who it was because people know him, and he's a good guy. Carried a bag full of money. He was the bag man for Leonard Tose, and he carried a bag full of money to the casino. So Leonard always had money playing. And he played $7,000 a hand, which in today's world, probably not a lot for some of these guys.
No, I mean we'll have people coming in here with hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
in
but
the
he
bag,
played all know, seven, yeah. all seven
yeah.
spots.
Oh well, that's that's still even by today, that's a good player.
So all right, Tom Gable, and I appreciate Tom. You stop by. Good luck tomorrow, and have fun and enjoy it. And for the benefit of the hotel, not that they need to make any more money. Hopefully, that's equal money on both sides.
Well, thank you, Howard. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thanks. All right, let's go back to the phone. So now it's going to be a hopping place here tomorrow. It's going to be a hopping place. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King.
How are you?
I'm fine. Everything is everything.
Yes, it is.
King, that conversation you had with Arthur was priceless.
I know. I don't know if he's back in jail. He all of a sudden disappeared again.
King, I thought he took the dirt nap. I don't know what happened to him.
I don't know what happened to him either. All right, you wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. What do you want to do?
Yes, King. It looks easy, don't it?
Looks too easy.
All right. Now, King, think about this.
Okay. King, PhD.
San Fran gave up 31 points against Detroit in a game they should have lost because the Lions coach found a way to lose twice.
I get it. So why are they favored?
Well, it can only be – it's – It's on the strength of the last game they played.
Yeah, but the last game they played was Detroit.
Yes.
And you just said they should have lost.
In a game they should have lost. Now, King, I'm going to tell you why KC is going to win. You're right. They have the best coach, and they have the best quarterback. And Mahomes, he finds a way to win. He's amazing.
Yes, he does.
They're going to win, King.
Okay. All right. So now that you've already given me that, what is your worst run franchise in Philadelphia?
King.
30 years.
I mean, you know, take a number. But when the Sixers hired Doug Moe, that was unbelievable. I mean, he stole the money.
Well, yeah, but at least he had a plan. Daryl Morey, his plan is to continue to fraud. Con people. All right, Tom, you're on WIP.
King PhD.
There
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
long-time listener, first-time caller on your Saturday show, so thanks. Honored to talk to you one-on-one. Just want to talk about the Sixers. I agree with everything you've been saying about the Sixers. My friends don't believe me. I think the franchise has its double. NBA, number one, is just agree with you, bad product. I guess my question to you about the Sixers, what do you see the future of the Sixers? Because they're not going to win a championship with Embiid. He's probably going to be gone next year. I wanted to gut the team.
Wait, you think Embiid's going to be gone next year?
Aren't they saying he's going to go to the Knicks or something like that?
You're not going to get anything for him. Now they screwed it up. The biggest problem, and this is where a general manager or whatever you want to call Daryl Morey, you got to have foresight. You got to be a little aggressive and start the quick build. And with Maxey and with what you would get with all the first round picks you could have gotten, they should have traded him at the beginning of the year. That's the problem.
Yeah. No, 100% agree. And I think Joshua Harris being the owner of the Sixers, I mean, it's just, unfortunately, you know, I'm going to look, you know, I have to learn to watch hockey in the Flyers because I just can't watch the Sixers anymore. It's just painful.
It's, you know what? I don't know how the fans keep on. And they'll always announce, like, sellout crowds. And they're not sold out. I mean, why would you have gone to that game last night? I mean, why would you? It's a Friday night. I mean, if you want to see Trae Young, maybe. But they usually want to watch their own players. And Maxey wasn't even playing. I didn't hear Maxey wasn't going to play until before the game. Again, they were just trying to sell tickets. All right, so the worst run franchise in Philadelphia in the last 30 years.
Before I get on that, Howard, another thing I just want to mention as far as the new casino downtown, I mean, from your thoughts, is that going to happen? Because I think that's just going to gentrify the area.
You know what? Here's my fear. Here's my fear. And that the mayor... I want to give her a chance, but the problem is she's in the hip pocket of the building and trade unions. And the reason I say that is because without them, she would have never been elected. So she owes them. I wanted Rebecca Reinhart because she was obligated to no one, and she knew the financial issues of Philadelphia. So I think now there's probably – I didn't think there was a 50-50 chance. If you look at the legitimate studies, it's a disaster. The crime's a disaster. Not traveling SEPTA. They should have a contest, and I'm being facetious. What's going to happen first? Traveling to a Sixers game. Somebody getting shot, somebody getting beat up, or somebody getting stabbed. It's unfortunate. And because I don't know how you got to clean. When you have more people on the train, there's going to be theft. It's going to be bad. It's a bad, and it's not going to improve downtown. But I'm concerned about her being in the – and if they want to build another arena, it's still good for the building and trade unions because they'll still have the construction. But to have it there is a 100% mistake, but I think it's now 50-50. All right, so now what's your
– I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I mean, this is before my time because I didn't start following football probably until when the McNabb and Reed era came.
Last 30 years, though. Last 30 years.
Before – Before Jeffrey Lurie, I heard the owner that wouldn't pay Reggie White. I don't know if that's a good shot.
Yeah, Norman Brayman. But they still won. I mean, I think it was run. I think they ran it. I think there's other organizations that were run poorly, but I'll put that down there. The Eagles under Brayman, he didn't want to pay Reggie White, which was a crime. It was a crime. It's a crime. You're telling me it's a crime? Committed a crime? Yeah, as Jack Nicholson would say. In a few good men. All right, you got the numbers. I'll get to the phones. And we see a dope on the other side. I got to get to the Philly stuff. I want to mention it too. I'm Howard Eskin here at the Borgata BetMGM. The time now is 8:56. And you can enjoy Tasty Cake anytime, anywhere, because those snacks are terrific. Terrific. Pecan swirls are big. Dipping sticks with coffee are a quick, great way to kickstart your busy morning. I'm telling you, the dipping sticks, I've had them because we have them in our Tasty Cake studios. They are delicious. And I'm pretty sure they're new this year. You can pack some powdered mini donuts for the mini me's to take to school. Tasty treat, the perfect lunchtime pick-me-up. Any time of the day, wherever you're headed in Philly, guaranteed you'll want candy cakes. I can't ever get away from the peanut butter candy cakes or the crimpets. All delicious, no matter what or when. Tasty Cake hits the spot every time. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be all right. Cause the players gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate. Who's bigger? Taylor Swift or the Super Bowl? What's bigger? It's just headlines. Taylor Swift expected to fly from Tokyo to the Super Bowl. I don't know that I'd travel that far to go to a Super Bowl. I mean, you can see, you know, after the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce can fly over to Tokyo. Really, think about that. Well, what does she have to go there for? But if that's what she wants to go, she's now a sports fan. That's right. You know, I don't mind the cutaways during the game. It's all the stories outside and history and, you know, ESPN, which has become, I can't take it this week. It's just too much. ESPN. Well, a lot of times I can't take ESPN. But Travis Kelce, since she's been coming to the game, has 30 more yards per game in catches, in reset, 30 more yards since she's come. Stop already. But that's not her saying it. That's not the, and it's all these side stories. All right, dope time. And that would be Cowboy Jim. Hey, what? Cockroach, what's happening?
Why are you not in Vegas right now?
Why am I not in Vegas?
Yeah, why are you not in Vegas?
How do you know that I don't have a private plane to take me
after
the show today?
You don't have a private plane.
Hey, listen, whoa. I have flown multiple times on private planes. Multiple times, whether you want to accept that or not. I have flown
so
multiple. Okay, I know you are.
Why are you not at the Super Bowl? Aren't you Mr.
Wait a minute. Isn't the Super Bowl tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, do you know today is Saturday?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, so we have more than 24 hours until the Super Bowl. How do you know, and I would never tell you, how do you know I don't have a private plane? How do you know I don't have friends who are flying there with a private plane? I've flown to get surgery for my knee. I've had a private plane. Mm-hmm. I've come back from the Super Bowl multiple times on a private plane. I have gone to spring training with the use of a private plane. So, you know, just back off. Just back off there, genius.
I'm so happy for you. I'm going to give you a trophy for all those times.
Yeah, well, I doubt that. But that's
right. First of all, the college that's giving you that doctorate is a fraud, okay?
I'm not going to accept that. I'm telling you, fraud. I've talked to those people. No, it's not a fraud. And here's,
what are you going to have?
Hold on. If you want to be a jerk, you know, I put up with your nonsense. But to call the college a fraud, you have no idea because you don't know anything about that college. And that college, what I, first of all, I respect
Nobody
the people.
Nobody knows anything about that college.
Oh, yeah?
Nobody's ever heard of it.
Okay. I'm telling you, I had so many comments of people that knew of Goldie Beacom College. And here's the one of the, first of all, the people are great. I've spoken to the president, and I've spoken to one other person there. And they are an affordable, what is great about them, it is affordable education for the students, which is almost impossible in today's world. Do you want, you know, it's like you want to send your kid to Villanova, $85,000 a year? I mean, it's a joke. Their tuition is under $20,000. I mean, it's and obviously the students, I've met somebody after they found out whose mom, they've been around for 137 years there, genius, and her mom went to that college. So when you want to criticize something that is serious, I'm not going to allow you to do it. You want to criticize the Eagles, go ahead. You want to criticize Nick Sirianni, go ahead. But you have a dope as a head coach with the Cowboys, so you have no room to talk. And Nick Sirianni is light years over him.
It's funny you say 137 years. The Phillies have two World Series in 139 years.
What the hell does that mean?
The entire sports, Philadelphia sports.
Okay. Do you want to talk sports? Do you want to talk sports?
The entire history of the Philadelphia.
Do you want to talk sports?
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't want to hear about the entire history of the Phillies.
Okay, how about the Eagles? 1-4 in Super Bowls. Flyers, 2-8 in Stanley Cups. Sixers, 2-6. And again,
hey,
the Phillies.
Hey, Cockroach.
World Series.
Tell me if this sounds like I'm hanging up on you. Don't ever criticize something you don't know about. You don't know anything about. You know, he doesn't know enough about football. But I respect... I didn't know a lot about the college before they asked me to be the commencement speaker and will present me with an honorary doctorate. And then I started learning about the college. There's a lot of people. I mean, I mispronounced the name, and that was my fault the other night. And I forget who the producer was on. He told me 20 people called and says, this is the proper pronunciation of the school. 20. Don't tell me. And don't criticize a school you know nothing about. I respect them, not because I'm getting a doctorate, because I've learned about what they do for their students. Okay? You know, you're going to pay for that, cowboy moron. You're going to pay for that one. Mike, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Dr. Reskin.
Yeah, how are you? King Good. PhD.
I hope so. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor, and... hopefully my message to the students will be a good one because I'm going to try to relate things that I think will help them. You know, it's a tough world out there to get a job and to be successful, and I think anybody can do that if you put your mind to it.
Is that the tuition is so cheap, you can actually do that.
I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, because you know, you're not buried with student loans.
Exactly.
That's correct.
Being a father myself, I wanted to congratulate you on your family. You must be very proud of Spike. He goes up to New York.
Yeah, he's ill-advised, and the problem is he's still drinking. I think he's backed off on the amount of consumption of Kool-Aid he's been drinking for the Sixers now he's got to know that Maury is a fraud, that the Sixers don't give me the process worked. The process was all around Joel Embiid, and that's a failure. So, but it's great. He wanted to come back. He wanted to come back because I think he enjoyed being on the air. He was on the air before he was in management, and he wanted to come back. And I'm telling you, that was the best option for WIP in the afternoons, and it's not even close.
Well, I'm looking forward to any interaction between the two of you. As far as the Sixers, I'll just sum it up. I totally agree with everything you said. We should have sat on our hands. All we did was clean house.
All you did was shuffle the deck, and I'm waiting to see if they actually do sign players with three rostered spots. I think they just eliminated salary to save money knowing this season is not going to be a success.
I agree with that.
Yep.
My answer, I happen to live in Horsham, and every time we go by McGurk's, my wife wants to stop.
Should you stop in? I mean, I was over there.
I was over there
this week. I stopped in for about 45 minutes. The general manager there is sensational. And the place, it was right after lunch, but there was still a whole bunch of people in there and watching stuff and enjoying the food.
Well, I've heard nothing but wonderful things.
It's a great place. It really is.
So yeah. Anyway, my answer would be pick any damn Hinkie year. Not only did they raise ticket prices,
well, that's under this current
product on the floor.
I don't know if I would consider this the same regime because it's Josh Harris who was the owner. I'm going to tell you something. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. But I'm going to put Scam down.
I think
Scam Hinkie was a better general manager than Daryl Morey. I keep wanting to say moron. And you know why? Because you knew what he was trying to do. He wasn't kind to you. He sold it to us. Right. He got rid of Jrue Holiday, one of the best point guards for years after he got rid of him. Now, what he did was make bad selections. But at least you knew, and people bought into that nonsense and that Ponzi scheme. But Daryl Morey is conning everybody. So... it was a Ponzi scheme, but I'm sorry to cut you off there. And just want to—I thought you were done. But yeah, it's just Scam Hinkie might have been better than Daryl Morey. That's pretty sick. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. So what are you getting? I can actually see Goldie Beacom from where I live. What are you getting a doctor in?
Media communications.
Oh, okay. Cool,
and I believe that's a major there.
Yeah, they have a lot of different majors there.
A lot of colleges have different.
Yeah,
majors.
I was going to mention them, but what date is this happening?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. Maybe I can swing by or something. I can see it from a
You probably have to have a ticket because obviously the graduates are going to be there, their parents and the families of those people. Yeah, it's a media and communications degree.
Ooh, maybe I'll wave to you when you're coming in the limousine or something.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not coming in. I'm going to drive. I'm not going to be that ostentatious. No, I'm not going to do that. I just want to... have a message that gets across to the students. And I'm telling you, I really enjoy the people that I've spoken to there. Really just regular people. I've had lunch with the president, and that's kind of where it started. And I just enjoy the people there, and I respect what they're doing for the students. I really do.
Yeah, it's a nice small school.
Yep.
And they've been here over 100 years. And
137. It must be doing something right. Yeah.
Anyway, congratulations. Thanks. Hey, was the Eagles favored last year in the Super Bowl? I can't remember.
Yes, they were. I think they were like a point and a half favorite.
Right, and then San Francisco's favored this year.
Yeah, but I mean, people in Philadelphia like the Eagles, but it's just the betting public and the line's not. It's not going to go down. If everybody likes Kansas City, why is the number not going down? Because the smarter money takes the other side.
Well, if I had a spare 10 grand, I'd put it on
I think when people bet within your means. When you bet within your means. And some people don't do that. And that you're not going to get rich gambling, but you can have fun gambling. And people that have the money, it doesn't matter. You know, I'll just say a player in the NBA within the last 3 weeks lost over $1 million in Las Vegas. Yeah, but it's chump change with the money that they're making.
Well, I wouldn't bet against Holmes. I'm just, you know, Purdy.
So you like them. All right. Jerry, can you give me a regime? The worst.
Yeah, I was tied. I was tied between the Hinkie error and.
Well, Hinkie already was chosen.
I know. I was tied between him And then I was going to go with the Phillies in the Rhein-Sandberg area where they fired Manuel Hanley.
Yeah, who was the general manager then? Was that Ed Wade?
No, it was, I was surprised. It was Ruben Amaro. I thought he was a little smarter, but they had three losing seasons, and he didn't even make it through the third season. And, it was just a big...
I think Ruben's a sharp guy, but sometimes you make mistakes, and he couldn't re-sign the people he wanted to re-sign. I'm going to tell people a story about Ruben. When I tried to get him to sign Jason Wirth. I'm going to tell that story when we come back. And then I got to talk about the Phillies. All right. Hey, Jerry, thanks. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. We have some people online. We do have some open lines to try to get in. Mark Lawrence will join us at 940. The time now here at the Borgata at BetMGM is 916. And what's happened at the Borgata? Tomorrow we had the fine gentleman who runs the sports book here, Tom Gable, tell us about all the things. I mean, there's going to be places for watch parties, but there's going to be betting windows in multiple locations. So to watch the game and bet during the game and all that kind of, it's going to be crazy and it's going to be good. But there's so many other good things at the Borgata. If you want to take some time and stop in the poker room before the game, you can do that. It is always full and there's a lot of action in there, open 7 days a week. The restaurants are sensational. If you want to grab something to eat, the food is really, really good. You want the best muffins in America? It's a place called Bread and Butter here. The best muffins in America are here. Award-winning restaurants, always great. The bars, the live music, big name entertainment, spacious casino, filled with your favorite slots and table games. The spa is terrific. It's great. So you can start planning your getaway today. And you can come down for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Check it all out at theborgata.com for more details.
'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, now we got problems. And I don't think we can solve them.
It's a Taylor Swift weekend. The hell with the damn Super Bowl. It's all about Taylor Swift. I know. It's just... she is... well, she's the biggest entertainer in the world, and Jay-Z can go pound sand worrying about, hey, listen, Beyonce is very, very talented as well. But to whine at the Grammys that she hasn't won Album of the Year, that was wrong. That was wrong. But nonetheless, Taylor Swift is the biggest entertainer in the world today. She's bigger than the Super Bowl. I hate to break the news to the NFL. She's bigger than the Super Bowl. But I can't believe she's flying from Tokyo and is going to come to the game. She's got to fly back. I mean, I don't know where her next stop is. Yeah, I know. They have it up on the screen here. Expected to make epic journeys. What's here? Epic journey from Tokyo to the Super Bowl. Will she make it in time? Well, if she's going to come, she'll make it in time. She knows what the time is. Imagine what that costs to fly a private plane over. And that's her plane, but whatever. It's still expensive. All right, let me get in. I didn't mention the Phillies. But people, I mean, I think it's more important to recognize how much of a fraud that Daryl Morey is, because the things he said yesterday after the trade of Buddy Hield, Patrick Beverley is, he brought a toughness. Now he's a backup player. He's not a great player, but at least he brought some defense to the team. They have no defense. Buddy, and I like Buddy. I mean, he's a bench player. But I like Buddy Hield, but he's a bench player. But to say he brings the fear of God to the other teams, one of the best three-point shooters in the history of the NBA. By the way, it's down this year. And it was the best trade deadline move. Well, first of all, it's not just the deadline. It's all the trades before the deadline. But Bogdanovich was one of those trade deadlines. Are you going to tell me a 20-point score is not better than a 12-point score? Are you going to tell me it was better than Bogdanovich? I mean, a player. Hey, let's stop. Buddy Hield, you could have gotten a few years ago if you didn't trade for James Harden. You could have gotten Buddy Hield and Halliburton. This is why this guy just cleans up his mess. It is, and all they're trying to do now is to, and I just kind of the way he said the Embiid thing, talked about being back for the playoffs, they know if he's back or not right now. They know because they know what the surgery was, but they're not telling anybody. So all they're trying to do is make money, sell tickets, make as much as they can on a season that obviously is not going to end anywhere close to what people want. Even if, and I don't think he's coming back, even if he came back for the playoffs, what kind of shape is he going to be in? So that's the reality of that situation. But everything Daryl Morey said yesterday was a con job. It was a total con job. And I was outraged that people, and I can't believe fans will accept it, and the media should challenge him on the things that he said, and I'm challenging him. He's delusional. Makes up his own narratives. That's what Daryl Morey does. He is, bringing the clowns. I can't believe he's still conning people. I mean, I can't believe it. It's just unbelievable. All right, but let me get to the Phillies. Emmanuel Clase is a terrific reliever for Cleveland. I don't know why they want to trade him. It has to do with money. The Phillies have talked to Cleveland, but they are not going to trade Crawford. They project Crawford as to be a really, really good outfielder for the team, and they're not going to do it. Now I see a rumor yesterday that Kenley Jansen is rumored to possibly come. I don't want Kenley Jansen. Somehow I always think this guy coughs it up in big games. Is he better than what they have? Maybe marginally, and it adds. But what do you have to give up for Kenley? I don't want Kenley Jansen. And Jordan Montgomery is still on their radar. They're waiting for Scott Boras to get real with what he's asking for, and that's who represents him. But what figures might figure into that is I was told that Zach Wheeler wants over $40 million a year. And you got to protect yourself in case you lose him after this year. And Jordan Montgomery might be that protection. Not as good as Zach Wheeler, but you got to protect yourself with a pitcher. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I have faith in Dave Dombrowski that he will do something before the start of the season with either one pitcher or a starter and a reliever. All right, let's go to Bernadette. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing today?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Bernadette. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I just wanted to let you know that my fiancé and I have been a longtime listener to your show and WIP, and it's my first time calling into your show.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Just wanted to run this by you real quick. My fiancé and I actually met you like about maybe 8-9 years ago.
Wow.
When you used to do your show at Ponzio's Diner in Cherry Hill.
What was the place in Cherry Hill?
Ponzio's Diner.
Oh, Ponzio's. Oh, yeah. Hey, Nick and John, I talk to those guys all the time. Great place.
Yeah, we met you there when you did your show.
Yeah, that's great.
But I just wanted to congratulate you on your achievement at the college and congratulate you also on having Spike back at the studio. It's really awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have to straighten him out on the Sixers. He's going to have to get real. He's going to have to pony up and get real and stop. He's going to have to cut out Kool-Aid from his diet.
Yeah. Kool-Aid's not good for you. It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. Well, he drinks it for other reasons because that's what the Sixers are serving, a bunch of Kool-Aid.
I wanted to talk to you about the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Yep.
So I'm really pulling for the 49ers to win because they need a win. You know, I'm really tired of the Chiefs and Travis Kelce.
Wait a minute. Why do they need a win? Andy Reid's a better coach, and Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback, obviously. I mean, that's easy to say with Purdy. But
yeah, I'm just really tired of the Chiefs, you know. It just seems that they're another Patriots team. They're always winning. It just seems that nobody else ever gets a chance.
All right. Yeah, it's just I'm leaning towards it. I mean, if I had to make a play right now, I want to see what happens to the line. But it's not going to – I don't think if it goes down to 1.5, that would be it. Right now, if I made a play, I'm going to make it on San Francisco.
Yeah. I do have a prediction, but before I give you my prediction, I just wanted to wish you good luck in Clearwater. Have a good time and bring back.
Yeah, I'm going next. Coconuts. Oh, okay. I'm going next week. At baseball season. You believe their first workout? The Dodgers and somebody else started their workouts, but I think they're playing in Korea. It's unbelievable. But I'm going down. I'll be there for the first workout on Wednesday.
Awesome.
What's your prediction?
49ers score will be 34 and the Chiefs 14.
Well, I think the Chiefs are going to score more than 14, but that's interesting. All right, do you have a bad regime? Are you for our $100 gift certificate to McGurk's? The worst
really
franchise. What's that?
I really can't think of any right now.
Okay, well, that's all right. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a great weekend. Let's go to David. You're on
WIP. Hey, Howard, real quick, congratulations on the school and what people might not know about the school, not that it started in 1886, but they got about 31% Afro-American, which is beautiful and great.
That's nice,
and
too.
And I want to thank you for two things, Howard. One, that you Spike's dad changed my whole opinion of you back in the day. And the second thing, Howard, is I wish I could have your name right now. Dr. King in Black History Month.
I can't
with my
use that. Well, yeah, but I can't.
Well,
I can't
I'm saying
say
I
doc.
Can use it.
Yeah, I know, but none of us
I'm
should use it.
And I love doing it.
Martin Luther King was a special, special, special person,
well,
and nobody
what,
should double, you know, kind of connect themselves with Dr. King, Martin Luther King.
But to have that university honor you have with their history again to be around since 1886. And to be affordable, a lot of these other schools need to be taking notes. You know, what I guess population money ruins things. Hey, right. Howard, but real quick, I was calling the station a lot, and everybody was getting mad at me because they thought I was criticizing Embiid. But I was like, for him to be so big, and other than this year, he wouldn't go down low. He was into the flop game, which used to make me mad. You need 2 points, he's shooting a 50-footer. Instead of going down low this year, he did it, Howard.
Well, that's the coach's fault, too. But he runs the franchise, and that shouldn't be the case.
Yes.
But see, the reason he doesn't go down low a lot, because I don't think he could play 35 minutes because it's more tiring.
Yeah, but this year he did it more, Howard. Yeah. This year he did it more. His whole game changed. He was totally different this season by doing basic ball, too, and then being nice to shoot the J. But I would get mad saying, you're not the darn point guard. You're
well,
running
and the
five
defense
miles
is
an
so
hour. Get the ball up.
The defense is so weak anymore in there. You see, but everybody's scoring. Score 40 points nowadays. Hey, two guys scored 70 points in the same week. I mean, it's ridiculous. And
it's
then
crazy,
there was another 140-point game last night. It's a joke. It's a joke. All
it's
right,
crazy.
So the worst run – the worst –
Hey, Howard,
run
the other
franchise.
Thing I want to comment about is that you talked about it's ridiculous to put a stadium downtown Philadelphia.
Yeah, an arena down there. It's
the
a joke. It's a joke.
Where are you going to be parking that in the traffic jams?
Oh,
down
I know
there?
The park.
Like,
oh, there's all kinds of parking. Yeah, you're
going
to walk 10
robberies.
To 15 minutes. Who's going to walk Howard. With their kids 10 to 15 minutes at a parking lot? I mean, it's a joke.
That's ridiculous, Howard. And guess
it's
what, Howard? History. This is why they don't do that. History is trying to repeat itself.
I know.
You put it off some, you know. But I love you, man, and I've been calling since 1989 to the show. Hey, Howard, can you tell me one thing?
Sure.
It used to be a news guy that used to be on 610. I don't know why I was thinking Joe Pellegrino, but used
yeah.
to be a news guy on, too.
Yeah, he was a sportscaster. Yeah, he was one of the guys.
Yeah, I told my wife, but I used to call because I went out on pension in 88,
well,
89
right.
for the fire department.
Hey, David, have a great weekend. Let me run.
Thank
have a great,
you.
All right, have a great weekend. Let's go to Al. Al, you're on WIP.
Hey, congratulations, Al. Well deserved.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it's really, really good. Yeah. As we speak, my daughter's on her way to India. She's actually a cybersecurity engineer. And,
oh, that's great.
Yeah, she's 33, but she's really kicking butt. But I want to talk about that GM, that six-year ban at GM. He's stealing money, man.
It's a disgrace. It's, you know, okay. All right. So here's what I've asked people. All these people say, oh, you just hate the Sixers. Well, tell me where I'm wrong. Please. I mean, and I'll accept it. If you can point out, has he made the team better since he's come here? No.
No.
Does he tell us, does he con us, which means he's not telling us the truth? Does he con us? The answer is
all
yes.
The time. all the time.
I mean, it's a joke. It is an absolute joke.
Like, we could have had him a couple years ago, like you said, with Albert.
Buddy Hield knows that, too. Yeah.
And
but you could add Tyrese Halliburton, so then you would have had he'll be probably the first or second best point guard in the league over the next at least 5 years.
Thank God we have my Phillies and we have my Eagles, because this team, and even the Flyers coming up a little bit, but this team is disgusting. It's really, really turning me off all the way.
Yeah, so you agree with me. It's like, how can you be a Sixers? You want them to win. I'm not saying, I have nothing against people that want them to win, but do you really believe that they can win? And the answer is
no. I mean, I see the Knicks going up. All these other teams are coming up.
I know.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are moving up on him.
I know. The Knicks are better than they are now. The Knicks are better.
I know they are.
And they made some good. They made some good.
Oh, they made great moves. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, they made some great moves.
All right, so Al, tell me if you can think of the worst run franchise in Philadelphia sports in the last 30 years, and you can't take this current machine.
I'm going to go with the 2006 Flyers.
They were that bad, huh? I'm trying.
They were really bad.
Well, 2006. Who was the general manager that time?
I'm trying to think what it was after Clark, but I'm trying to think.
It was after Clark, but I'll check that. But I know Chuck Fletcher was bad. All right, you're in the mix.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Al.
Good.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Have a great weekend. All right, Mark Lawrence is coming up, and afterwards, I believe we'll have some time. Try to get some more people in to try to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, where you absolutely will find one of the great places. That is a great place to watch the game tomorrow. Food, the atmosphere. They're in Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. More locations to come. Really, really nice place. And I got the $100 gift certificate up for grabs. Mark Lawrence will join us coming back. The time now is 9:36. And one of the best things about Tasty Cake Snacks, you can enjoy them anytime, anywhere. Tasty Cake is delicious, like in the morning, Dippin' Sticks. Now, Dippin' Sticks are named Dippin' Sticks for a reason. You can dunk it in your coffee, but they're good either way, whether it's in coffee or just to eat them. I've had them. We have them at the Tasty Cake Studios. Tasty way to start your day. You got to love candy cakes. You can do that at any time. Anytime, lunch, dinner, whenever. Work or school, just makes sense for the kids. Wouldn't be smiles if they have, wouldn't be good if they didn't smile a little bit. And pecan swirls, lunchtime, pick me up. Even in the car, you can enjoy your crimpets on the road. Just don't get crumbs all over the place when you're in traffic. But they're delicious. Butterscotch crimpets is my favorite, although the jelly's pretty good too. Tasty Cake, delicious anytime, anywhere. Grab your favorite Tasty Cake treats today. 94, WIP. Yeah, you're still the one. So far, Taylor Swift's still the one, but that'll change. No. I like Travis. I do like Travis. So, whatever. All right, the game itself is big, but it's the prop bets that make it bigger. And we'll deal with all that with Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. Like you said, these prop bets are kind of the rage of Super Bowl these days. In fact, more money is bet on prop bets than it is the game itself. That's how popular they become.
Yeah, I had the fellow that runs the sports book here, I had him on earlier. And in New Jersey, you can't put up a prop bet that doesn't have something to do with the game. How many cutaways, how many times is Taylor Swift going to be shown during the game? Some places have it. New Jersey, you're not allowed to do that. The what color Gatorade are they going to pour on the winning coach? Can't do that in New Jersey. So it's really, I don't know why they would do that anyway. If you knew somebody from the team, somebody's got to have an idea what the color, you know, could tell somebody. But it's probably a small number that you can play on something like that, because it's too easy to find out what it is. So let's deal with the game first, and then we'll break down the prop bets. I know you like Kansas City, and there's reasons for that. What would they be?
Well, I think first and foremost, at the top of the pecking order has to be the coach and the experience. You get two big check marks each way. Andy Reid's been there, done that. Kyle Shanahan wants to do that. And, you know, amazingly, I found out that before Christian McCaffrey joined the football team, he owned a losing record with San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan did. So that trade was obviously real fortuitous for the 49ers to pick up McCaffrey. But whether or not it'll convert into a Super Bowl is another story. What the Chiefs bring to the game is much the better defense and the number two ranked team in defensive scoring points allowed in a football game. And you also have the Patrick Mahomes factor here. You're dressing him up as an underdog, which I think is a real motivating point for him. 13 times he's been the underdog. He's won the money 12 of those 13 times. And, you know, you also take a look at some other things out of my database that are interesting. Teams who go into the Super Bowl off of a straight-up underdog win, like Kansas City did, they're 19-7 to the spread. On the other side, teams who go into the Super Bowl after winning a championship game and not covering, they're just 2-8 to the spread. And when you combine both factors, they're 5-0 to the spread. That all comes to Kansas City in a game like this.
I know, it seems so easy to take Kansas City. That's where I think they clearly have the better quarterback. They clearly have the better coach. But I don't know that their roster is better. I think San Francisco has a better roster.
Agreed, yes. But more talent, yes.
But Kansas City this year has a good defense. So that brings us to the total. It's 47.5 because both teams have good defenses. You'd think you'd take the under. But for some reason, there's probably a reason to go over in these Super Bowls.
Well, because they've really been almost split down the middle from history's sake. That standpoint, a little bit more perhaps to the over of late, if for no other reason, because of the rule changes, you know, opening the game up offensively. But I think when push comes to shove, you get to the playoffs, you make cases for unders, you don't go to the game because the teams that are playing these games are bringing good defenses, and that's what got them there.
Right.
And I don't see both of these defenses busting here. I got to look under the total here as well.
Okay. All right. What other props are popular and that you like?
Well, I'll give you a funky one. I mean, I call these gimmicky props, okay? Not that so much I like them, but funky anyway in the standpoint that Reba McEntire is going to sing the national anthem, who I love. I dearly love her. She's done it before, and she was 83.5 seconds when she did it before. Now the prop is 91 seconds. So everybody is seeing that, knowing that. The question is, you know, will she carry the tune out here? But I think she's more right to the point, right to the – that's the funky one that I like is her to stay under that total. From a realistic standpoint, what I call real props, I'm going to be fading Brock Purdy a lot in the props. And largely because of the fact that he hasn't been there, he hasn't done that, the pressure is squarely on him. I'm going to play under 20.5 completions for the football game. And I'm also going to play under 21.5 or 31.5 attempts and under 20.5 completions.
Yeah, I like them under yards, too.
I do, too. And conversely, I'm going to go over 0.5, a half an interception for him. You know, he's in his career. He doesn't have a strong arm. We know that. He's sort of Joe Montana-like-ish, you know, with the delivery of the ball. He gets it there, but he forces a lot of passes that somehow don't get picked off. And, you know, games like this, suddenly, you know, those passes might not thread the needle.
Somebody's going to throw an interception, and they're both at a half, but you can't play both of them because then you lose the juice.
Right, and I think he's more prone to do that. You know, you could say Mahomes hasn't had an interception or a turnover in his last four playoff games in a row, but he's also – thrown three picks in his Super Bowl games in his games Mahomes has, but I'm still going to pick against Purdy. I think he's going to end up taking the lump, and if he does, I think it'll show in his statistics.
I kind of like McCaffrey in the over 90.5. It's a big number, but it's there for a reason. I think to try to protect Purdy, you got to kind of look at McCaffrey running the ball a lot, don't you?
I think you do, for sure. The only question is, you know, will Deebo Samuel cut into that any at all? But you know, he's more of a Swiss Army knife than he is a running back. So you know, I think McCaffrey's purpose will be to do just that, to control the ball and protect Purdy in the sense. The other guy that I like is Isaiah Pacheco. I think he scores at least one touchdown coming into this football game. He's been on a real roll here of late. And, in fact, his last six playoff games, he's had at least 75 yards from scrimmage. And he'll get that total in this particular game here as well. Six in a row. Only seven players have had more in their career. One of them is Travis Kelce, by the way, who's had seven games of 75 yards or more in his playoff games. You might want to look at Travis Kelce there that way as well.
As the over. For the over.
Yes, as the over. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
And what about Mahomes' passing yards, 261 and a half?
I think he'll get what he gets. You know, he's the kind of a quarterback that I think he'll take what they give him. And, you know, you've got a lot of weapons here in Pacheco and Kelce. Kelsey's the main man, though. The only thing that Kelce played a terrific game last week, 11 for 11 on targeted passes, made huge catches and clutch yards and so forth and whatnot. Can he be able to do that two games in a row, especially with the game film on him from what he did last game?
Yep.
That's my only concern. You know, can he back that up back-to-back football games? But I certainly don't want to fade Mahomes in any way, shape, or form. I'd rather fade Purdy in that sense.
Okay. All right, college basketball today. You have a game for the people?
Yeah, there's, I think, an interesting game in college hoops today in the Southeast Conference. Florida, I think they're in an ideal position today. They're going to host Auburn, who comes off that big win over Alabama. And as you would expect, Auburn-Alabama, there's always letdowns off of that rivalry, especially when one pulled an upset like Auburn did the last game. Auburn's going to lay two at Florida, and Florida's done really well in the series as well. I think the wrong team might be favored here today. I think Florida takes Auburn down on the floor today.
If people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777 on the internet. Playbooksports.com. Mark, I'm going to still check in periodically because March Madness, we roll right into that. It's not far away, and we'll deal with that as well. So I will stay in touch, and we'll have you on, I'm sure, multiple times after this as well.
Look forward to it, Howard. Enjoy the game. Be well and stay safe, okay?
All right, you too. And
thanks.
Good luck to everybody. All right, I promised people I was going to play this, and I want to play Britton Covey. He's running around Radio Row, and he talked about the Eagles. Everybody has the question, what went wrong? So before we get to the winner of today's $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, I want to play Britton Covey and listen where he thinks it went wrong. All right, let's hear from Britton Covey.
We still got the pieces.
Yeah.
You know, we still got the pieces this year, and we got 58 draft picks. It's crazy. So we're going to do something. But, yeah, I definitely think we overcorrected in some areas last year and undercorrected in others.
We didn't play the whole thing.
Oh, that was the audio you sent me. I have the other one, too, if you'd like it.
Yeah, let me hear the other one because he talks about the coaches, too. And, you know, he doesn't – I thought Brian Johnson was a good coach, too, but he, you know, collateral damage. He got caught in the crossfire. And the reality is it's not Nick Sirianni's fault. It's the players. Players pointing fingers. I guess that's only natural. Lane Johnson, I know, pointed out it was after the San Francisco game. They kind of had some doubts about themselves because they got beat up so much. All right. Our contest today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, the worst run franchise in Philadelphia in the last 30 years, and you can't take the Daryl Morey part of it or Josh Harris. You could take, I guess he, I included Scam Hinkie. Sam, he's probably better because at least you knew what he was doing. You knew he was trying to lose. Daryl Morey is a con, a total con man. But I guess those teams better be careful because Buddy Hield, who, and again, I like him coming off the bench, he's going to put the fear of God into the other team. What a joke. All right. Dan Wilson back at the studio. Dan, who's our winner?
Yeah, so a number of good answers we got today, but the best one was the Matt Klintak-led Philly. So that means John in Medford is our winner today.
Okay. John wins. I think Matt Klintak, see, Daryl Morey is the leader, and by far everybody else is second. But Klintak, I guess Klintak would be good. Because He was over his head, too. But he wasn't as good a con man as Daryl Morey is. All right. Good luck with your Sixers. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And I'll be in spring training next week. I'll talk to you from the from spring training next week. Well, you believe pitchers and catchers, first workout's Wednesday, and most of the players are there because they start the preseason games the following week, and the season starts on March 28th. Got to roll into there somewhere. Can't worry about the Sixers because I don't think Embiid's going to be back this year. But whatever the case, Glenn and Mike Sielski are next. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Those two guys are next. Stay tuned. Everybody have a great weekend. Caleb Fleer. Did I get it right 2 weeks in a row? Damn, I got it right 2 weeks in a row. But the last name was always troublesome for me. He was great here. Everybody have a great week and enjoy the game and enjoy everything that's coming up in your life and your sports. And like I said, Glenn and Mike are next. WIP Sports Time. And thanks to the Borgata and BetMGM. It's going to be a hopping place here at the Borgata tomorrow, all over the place, where you can watch the game and obviously make plenty of bets during the game. Time now is 9:56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.